You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Wes Atkins, host of West Indies on KXLL 100.7 FM. Hello, Wes.
Hey, Shelley. It's great to be here. I'm excited about it.
It's great to have you on the show. And one of the reasons we're talking to you today is that you have recently joined the ranks of what we're calling hosts at home, people who have been who were previously live hosts on KXLL or KRNN and KTOO, and who are now producing their shows at home, and then we're putting those on the air where your normal show would be. But before we talk about all that, I'll just have you introduce yourself. Wes, tell me about yourself. How long have you lived in Juneau? What do you do here?
Sure, Shelley. Again, thanks a lot for having me. And thanks a lot to KTO for helping get us volunteers back on the air, because we know we love doing it. And we got a lot of great music to share. And you've been really instrumental in that. So my name is Wes Atkins. I lived in Juneau since 2012. I moved to Alaska in 2004. So before Juneau, I lived in Nome for most of the time. Got my start in radio up there at KNOM Radio, was a DJ for probably about 6 years before coming down to Juneau and at KXLL Radio. So for my day job, I'm actually a meteorologist.
Yeah, it's interesting because you and I have been in touch this whole time, even though KTOO is closed to the public and you weren't doing your show on KXLL, because we have another connection through Weather Wednesdays on Juno Afternoon.
Exactly, a professional connection. But, you know, I like working with you professionally, and I guess this is professionally too, but more in a volunteer capacity.
It's more fun than business, I think.
Exactly.
Although we have yet to have you as a meteorologist on Weather Wednesday, so I'm still waiting for
you
that
day. You know, I think we did one time. We were talking about a podcast,
that's right.
But I wasn't a solo guest, but maybe one day.
I look forward to that. Well, that's really interesting about your radio history. I did not know you were ever on KNOM. What was your show like there? Was it a music show? Was it a talk show? Something else?
It was. I did a show with two friends of mine for 6 years there, Jim Hancock and Liz Recchia. And we've since parted ways. One of my DJs, he actually passed away, so that was kind of sad. But Liz Recchia is in Virginia right now. And, you know, we'll occasionally rehash old times, that kind of deal. But it was called, the show was called Musical Collisions. And the idea was the three of us could never agree on what to play, what to listen to. So there was a lot of comedy with it and a lot of clashing of tastes. And, you know, it was kind of reflected in the name of the show.
I like that. That's a great story. And now your current show is West Indies, KXLL, Mondays at 5 p.m., and it's back. Tell me about West Indies. What is the show like? What do you play? How did this idea evolve?
Sure. Well, for starters, when I moved to Juneau, I really enjoy radio. I love music. I would not classify myself as really musical, but I am kind of musical. And by, you know, just kind of reiterating or just describing that is I'm a musician, but I'm not very good. At least I wouldn't claim to be very good. I've been on folk fest stages, both in Juneau and up in Nome. But I'm generally a little more private in that because I don't find myself very good. But that said, I think a lot of musicians out there, they can appreciate good music, and I'm one of those. And I feel like I have a great ear for what is good. Now, going to the show, the West Indies came about. I emailed Andy Klein, who was at KXL at the time. He was program director. And I asked him if they had any slots available. And he set me up, and I think I... I moved here in July of 2012. I got my own show in, I want to say, December of 2019. And with maybe a 2 years on switching to KRNN and did a show with another couple friends, Annie Bartholomew kind of recruited me back as a solo host for KXLL. And I've been doing that ever since. Now, the show, I do kind of gravitate towards, I do like the label eclectic because, you know, it's just so broad. I have a lot of different tastes out there for a lot of different things. Like any of your listeners, I definitely have my favorite artists. I have my favorite styles. I have my favorite genres. But the deal is, Shelley, there is so much out there. So I try to separate what I like from what is good music, because I recognize the fact that there is a lot of good music that I don't necessarily love, but I do like to have on my show, because I think I'm not doing a show for me. I'm doing a show for the listening audience, and I want to profile what is good out there, what makes for a good tune, what makes for good songwriting, what makes for relevant experiences in songwriting, and so forth. And so that's kind of what I like to try to put together in the show.
The name of your show, West Indies, to me implies that you have sort of a slant towards indie music. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, I'd probably say that's accurate. I mean, I do profile some pop music on the show, but what you hear on my show and what you hear on KXLL isn't going to be the pop music out there. You can easily get that on, you know, maybe another radio station, or just put on your favorite music serve or what have you, and just play all pop music all the time. But our job is trying to expose to different genres of music, different beats, new artists, emerging artists, and so forth. And so I do like having that breadth, or that catch-all kind of spirit.
So what has it been like beginning to produce your show at home? How long did it take you to figure out how to do it? What was your process like? And speak a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, I did have some help from yourself. I also had some help from, I believe there's a DJ out there, and I've never met him personally, at least I don't remember meeting him. But, you know, in this day and age, like, you meet people just through email these days because we're all doing a lot of social distancing. But I think his name was Red. And
Red Stewart, Southern Exposure.
Yeah, exactly. And I really appreciate him. He sent me multiple emails and kind of helped me get started. I kind of have an old computer. I have this interest in podcasting from work, and I just like radio. So I kind of invested in some new equipment, and that was purely my choice because, you know, it might not just be for this radio show, but it might be on some other endeavors. But yeah, so that part kind of was very different. As far as getting my playlists and just the process of curating what music to play, what week, that part really hasn't changed. I'm a big fan of public radio. I'm not a super big fan of, even though I use Spotify, I don't like the playlist that they necessarily generate for myself, because I feel like it kind of relies too much on my past listening, and it prevents me from seeking something new that I think would be good, but is not necessarily, doesn't jive with what I'm listening to currently. And that's kind of how I like to present the show as well, or organize the show. But I tell you, Shelley, the biggest difference for me is actually listening to myself broadcast the show, because before that I couldn't do it. It's definitely been eye-opening. You know, maybe I'll insert some comedy here, but I kind of have to have a glass of wine on hand because it definitely does take some relaxing to kind of get through. Okay, well, I shouldn't have said that, or, you know, those levels weren't so good, or maybe where did that comment come from? So in a sense, it's a completely different process. The show that I recorded for next Monday, I kind of tried something new, something a lot more scripted, and we'll see how that works out. But it's a lot more experimentation, and it's a lot more kind of getting a new comfort zone. But frankly, it's good for me as a DJ because I'd never listened to my show before, and now I can kind of learn from, you know, my mistakes, if you will.
Well, you're not the first host at home to make that observation, and I'm over here feeling very smug because I have been trying and saying in DJ trainings for as long as I've had this position that it's very important to go back and listen to yourself. It's very important to record yourself and listen to it every once in a while because that's how you get better. And I'm still doing that myself. I often listen to myself. Sometimes it's a lot of fun and it can be really self-indulgent and you're really congratulating yourself.
Right.
Like, oh, I did a great job on that interview with Wes Adkins, and other times it's very cringy. So yeah,
exactly.
Well, I'm really,
I totally get it.
I know you're having fun with it, and I'm really excited that you're back on the air and your show is back on the air. And the next one next week for next Monday is already in the can, ready to go. So I was wondering if you could give us a little preview, maybe let us know a couple of tracks that we can look forward to hearing on your next show.
Sure. Well, for starters, I've been really fascinated with a lot of great new music coming out that to me is kind of reflective of our, you know, our common experience with COVID, with the lockdown. Yeah, there's this artist called Nana Adioa. She's a Ghanaian Dutch singer. And I really like her song, Throwing Stones. Another one that I was alluding to, Anderson .Paak, and he styles his last name .dot .paak. He wrote this song called Lockdown.
And oh, that song is so good.
I know. I love it. It's such a common experience. Well, it's not necessarily a common experience, but it's such an experience that we all need to listen to because he reflects on so many themes out there that we're all thinking about, but it's definitely one to listen to, and I love it. So those are two examples. Yeah, I could go through, but definitely just, you know, Mondays after work while you're making dinner, just, you know, turn on KXLL and we'll give you a great playlist for it.
Definitely, definitely. That Mondays, 5 o'clock, KXLL 100.7. FM, online at kxll.org. Wes Adkins of West Indies, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Hey, thanks so much, Shelley. Anytime.